This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And we are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations, and we thank them for carrying our program. Special thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world on the satellite as well, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers for their service to America. And all the people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics and construction workers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling. By the way, special shout out to the bulk mail centers and to the bulk mail haulers out there running the mail across the country. And don't forget. To check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information and all kinds of free stuff that we're giving away over there, too. And in the meantime, here she is, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Come in.
Good morning.
All righty. A little different intro, but then again, adapt, improvise, and overcome. So we're talking about something before the hour, and before we get into talking about China and their influence and a great article that you wrote about that, I just want to bring up the fact that a court yesterday decided to allow President Trump to return asylum seekers to Mexico, at least for now.
This was Judge Seaborg of the Ninth Circuit. Remember earlier in the week he had blocked, one judge had blocked virtually government policy where the United States would send these people back to Mexico while they waited for their asylum cases to be adjudicated. So he blocked it. But he gave the government until Friday for whatever reason. So yesterday he undid it. So, and this is a temporary thing again.
Yeah.
I guess Seaborg, for some reason got the message. So we can, in fact, put these people back in Mexico while they await their cases.
Okay. And we're going to keep our eyes on that and see what happens, for sure. Now, you wrote an article which, was about China. And you asked a question in your article, is China an adversary of the United States? Why, they're our great friends, aren't they? They lend us money. They do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I've been writing on China for a while. Listening to Laura Ingraham the other night and certainly to Tucker Carlson, you know, they have been on the case of China. So I thought, okay, I'll try another China article. And Laura Ingraham said that, is China an enemy of the United States? Well, another buddy that I have interviewed many times on my own radio show is Gordon Chang. So I asked him the other day on an interview, if you were to go before a foreign relations committee hearing in your opening statement, what would you open with China? And he said, China is an enemy. And I agreed with that. So I said, all right, I'm going to start illustrating some things on why China really is an enemy slash adversary of the United States. And I would also say in all of this, while we keep going after a new trade deal with China, I say terminate it. Forget it. I've said it for a long time. I don't care about a trade deal with China. Now, that's huge, but I believe that if we went to U.S. corporations and said, find the exit clause in your contract and get out of the manufacturing agreements that you have with China and put that business elsewhere, it would be smart. Least of which might be these cockamamie countries that are causing the problems for immigration on these caravans. So they would quit going in, they'd stay out of a tailspin or get out of a tailspin. But nonetheless, I think that we need to rethink the trade deal completely. And why is that? Well, let's talk about a couple of things that China's been doing to the United States that, that media is really not completely covering. And one is that China has bought into a lot of lobby outfits here in the United States to rehabilitate their reputation in the United States.
Right.
And that includes paying people in the media, paying people in the media to be positive on anything they report with China.
Right.
Huawei. Huawei is a company that was created by the top general of the PLA, which is the, you know, People's Army in of China.
Uh-huh.
And it's a spy operation, period, end of report, which is the reason that we've got this CEO, the daughter of the founder, that we arrested in Canada, and we want to extradite to the United States because they were skirting sanctions
right.
on Iran.
Right.
Okay. It is a majorly huge company that is stealing from us and any other Western countries in order to be the top provider of 5G. Everything is pretty much in 4G right now. The telecom companies are working up to 5G. And the world's going to be at 5G. And it's the platform by which our entire activity on internet is all going to be streaming, including, I would say, IoT, which is the Internet of Things. Anything that controls your lights or your power or, you know, cars and all these other kinds of things, it's all going to be controlled under 5G. And China's posturing by theft of the United States technology to be the leader and pretty much the owner of 5G globally. We don't want that.
No. No, of course not.
Exactly. Chinese employees here in the United States. There's a bunch of Chinese employees here in the United States that are getting jobs in U.S. corporations. But those jobs are really for espionage. They're stealing technology. China has also dispatched an awful lot of students to come to the United States under student visas, and what do they
all
do?
Right.
They go into these colleges, and they stick their fannies in
hold,
the American shit.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more. And, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Once upon a time.
We're fixing to go to break, so hang in there. Brandon Strock is going to take us to the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting across America from Tampa, Florida. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'll be who I want to.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I am who I say I am, not who you say I am. I'm an American. I'll be who I want to be, not who you let me be.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. As we roll along in the weekend edition of the program here, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, live across the country. And joining us again, we've got our friend and regular contributor, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, China. Let's finish our conversation on it.
Well, China has actually sent workers here to the United States that work on farms, you know, big, huge farms in the Midwest. And what are they doing there? They're spying and they're stealing the technologies. I just got to tell you that they're inside our education system with the Confucius Institute. It's really quite remarkable on where we are. Now, the bigger question is, what's our policy going to be? And it seems like we've done nothing to really stop with the theft of intellectual property by China to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what's complicating this trade deals, and I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say don't even bother with a trade deal. Move that business elsewhere.
Now, before we move on to the other topic we're going to talk about, Holly Jackson, who's over at MSNBC, was talking with Rashida Tlaib, the Dearbornistan congressional representative, who threw another arrow out there at everybody that's criticizing Ilhan Omar and herself. And this is what the conversation went like. Again, I call it unbelievable, but just listen to this little back and forth.
She talked about this a little bit on the Colbert Show last night. She wasn't directly asked about those 9/11 comments, but she was asked just in general about the idea that she is, as she put it, a lightning rod, because she thinks that where our nation is right now, there are many members of the community who do have a lot of different identities, immigrants, refugees, women of color, people of color, minorities, Muslims, and she embodies all of those sort of in one person, as one identity, and feels that that has made her a target of criticism. And I want to ask you how you see that, what your reaction is to that. And to be clear, it sounds like you're saying you don't think she should have rethought her words. You think her words are being taken out of context, and you're comfortable with what she said, and not with the criticism she's receiving.
Yeah, I'm not for policing people. You know, that's what they're doing to us women of color. I mean, think about it. This is a diverse class. They've never had two Muslim women. They've never had a Palestinian American. They've never had a woman that was a refugee. I mean, these are real life impactful stories that come with us because our lens is so different. You know, this is not just about a Congress that looks differently, but we serve differently and we talk about these issues differently. But it's an institution that just is not ready for people like us.
Bingo. Not ready for it. And Muslim women, you know, those are key words for what part of not being an American are you? I mean, I can't see it any plainer, can I?
Well, no, but I mean, you know, where do you think this is going to take us? You know, you had Ilhan Omar, who went out to California and did some kind of a, she was an invited speaker to some kind of a deal with Council on Islamic American and Islamic Relations.
Yep.
Well, she was the one that said, you know, because some people did something, which, you know, enraged pretty much, referring to the attack on 9/11.
Yep.
Which enraged, rightly so, an awful lot of people. Okay. And then that's when she said, because of that, that's when CARE started, was right after the attacks on 9/11, because they felt like the Muslims here in the United States were losing their access to civil liberty. Those were her words.
Correct.
Well, CARE wasn't started right
then,
after 9/11.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So now we have, you know, Rashida Tlaib, who is standing with her, but we also have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that's standing with her, too.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm almost thinking here at some point that we need to revive the whole Tea Party, and maybe we ought to be having some rallies in Washington D.C. About where these women and what their agenda is.
Yeah, well, there is going to be a big rally in March or in May. Sorry, it's something to do American Freedom or whatever. I'll have to, because I got the organization sent me an invite. The only problem is that they have it on a day when you can't really be there because I can't do much about it. But anyway, it is what it is. But there are some rallies planned, and they are going to go there, and they are going to protest to Congress and individuals and this, that, and the other. But we've got a long way to go, and these people, okay. How can you be a representative in Congress and then become an anti-Semitic and then deny that you're actually being that when you're saying that and doing that and your actions are all along those lines? And then you say, oh, it's not me. It is not me. It is the other people. Because I find that everything these people say people are doing to them, they're the ones doing it to the people.
That's a rhetorical question, right?
I know it is. I had to throw it out there.
Okay.
But anyway, it is what it is, and it's obvious. All right, so I've had a lot of people, and I've talked about this on Chris Markowski's show, and he's talked about it on mine, about this cryptocurrency that's out there. Now, we're in a phase in time in history where this is becoming a reality for some, and some people are going, nope, ain't going to happen, not going to do it. So where are we at with all this?
Well, we're clearly not as mainstream with cryptocurrencies as we are with our dollar bills and our coins.
Sure.
I was not a happy person with cryptocurrency. But I happened to do an interview with a fellow who's been studying it for quite some time from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And, you know, I read his piece and then I interviewed him. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the man has changed my mind. if you understand how where we, I mean, cryptocurrency just happens to be the modern day version of an alternate instrument of value.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been using essentially alternate instruments of value for centuries.
Yeah.
I mean, let's remember things like S&H green stamps, or let's remember the coupons that you get.
Pledge stamps.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about your airline miles?
Mm-hmm.
They have value.
Mm-hmm.
And if we stop all cryptocurrencies, or if we regulate it, what do? You begin to stop all kinds of other trade and commerce, don't you? Because if you're trading in S&H value green stamps or S&H green stamps or top value green stamps, or if you're trading your airline miles or coupons or whatever else, then you're stopping a whole nother layer of commerce, aren't you?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Including, I would say, innovation. Now, there is a dark world to it. There is a potential for rogue fraud things to happen with cryptocurrency, and that is the part that we certainly need to address, because, Venezuela and North Korea are essentially staying afloat because of...
Yeah, North Korea in particular, right? Aren't they really strong into that?
Yeah, but, we're at the beginnings of where... we need to start having some real debates on what we're going to do with cryptocurrency.
And what would that debate be?
Well, does it get regulated? If so, who regulates it? Is it the, Securities and Exchange Commission? Is it Treasury? Do there have to be some laws out of Congress? I would say, again, I was afraid of it, didn't want it, but, a debit card really into itself is a version of cryptocurrency, isn't it? Because you don't really carry cash anymore, right?
I do, but I carry the card, too.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So I would just say study it a little bit more before we begin to really panic on cryptocurrency.
All right, what are you writing about over the weekend, or aren't you?
I don't know that I'll write anything, but there's an awful lot to certainly write about. So,
well,
we shall see.
You can write about all these college stuff that's going on here, because the guy here at IMG, Mark Keller, just got pled guilty, and it looks like he's going to get about 3 years or so. All right, here comes the music in my ear, which means I gotta let you go, and we'll talk to you Monday morning, bright and early.
Sure.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and find out all about the great articles she writes. Sign up for them over there. Get yourself on a list, and away you go. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America, to the ships at sea and the planes in the air, and I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's...
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Since the radical left refuses to help him fight illegal immigration, President Donald Trump says he is still indeed considering releasing detained illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in places such as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home district of San Francisco.
California, the governor wants to have a lot of people coming in, refugees coming in, a lot of sanctuary cities, so we'll give them to the sanctuary cities maybe to take care of if that's the way they want it, because we can only hold them under the current law for 20 days.
Pelosi calls the president's idea despicable. The Treasury Department is slapping new sanctions on companies that do business with Venezuela. In a speech in Chile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pointed to the trade penalties as part of the Trump administration's effort to isolate the government of Nicolas Maduro.
The Treasury Department designated four additional companies, along with nine more ships that operate in the Venezuelan oil sector, including some that transport oil to Cuba.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark Walters, and he's over in, I think he's in Kansas right now, giving a speech at the Kansas Gun Association over there, and a special shout-out to him and all our listeners over there in Kansas tonight. By the way, the weather's a lot nicer over there than what it was, although, we're going to tell you here in the next segment that we do have some very severe thunderstorms brewing, and there's going to be some big tornadoes going across eastern Texas into Arkansas and Mississippi and Louisiana. And please pay attention to the weather radio. Please. All righty. Joining us right now on the telephone line, we're going to switch things up a little bit. This portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And make sure you check check out the National Aviation Academy by going online to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call for more information and schedule a tour. Schedule a tour at one of their locations, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida. Their number is 800-659-2080. Again, the number 800-659-2080. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. 800-659-2080 for the National Aviation Academy. Well, joining us on the line is Dan DeMann from Lafayette, Indiana. You heard me talking with Ms. Denise, right?
Correct.
And you want to mention something about cryptocurrency. But you brought up a very interesting point about the storms that we have. Not the tornadoes, although a tornado would apply to this too. What happens when you get a hurricane or a tropical storm or a tornado? What's the first thing that happens to your power, your electricity?
It goes out. You might not have it for weeks.
Yep, and if you don't have cash in your pocket, you are SOL because the plastic ain't going to work.
That's right. A couple years ago when you had your hurricane in Tampa, thank God it didn't hit as bad as it was predicted.
Right.
But I told my sister, I said, have at least $500 on you at any one time because your debit card's not going to work anywhere. You might have to drive 60 or 70 miles for food or gas.
That's right.
All right. All right. If you can get something in Tampa, you're going to need that because all your debit card is a pretty piece of colorful plastic. It's nothing. You know, that's the thing with Bitcoin. It's what I tell people. If you want to get into Bitcoin, you have to buy it.
Yep.
And to buy it, you need U.S. dollars. Bitcoin is part a method of payment like a debit card. It's also part lottery ticket.
Uh huh.
You know, if you go, like, for instance, summer of 16, Bitcoin sold for between $300 and $400 all summer. It goes up and down hourly. You don't know what it's going to be worth in an hour from now. All right? The summer of 17, Bitcoin went up to 17,086 for a high. Right now, it's about $3,500. You can see the volatile swings in the value of Bitcoin. Now, as far as I know, there's only one car dealership in the United States that will take Bitcoin, and that's Lamborghini.
Why is that?
Pardon me?
Why is that? Lamborghini's what, Italy?
Yeah, but they sell them here. There's a couple of Lamborghini dealers, but that's it. No car dealers will do it. They've tried to persuade BMW and Mercedes, but as yet, nobody will. Because, as I said, the U.S. dollar you have in your pocket, it is the stock price of the United States. Fiat money people the gold standard people forget this. That actually, that dollar shows the value of the United States at any given period in time. There is no sovereign power behind Bitcoin. This was developed by gamers. The guy that actually invented it was Nick Szabo and Natoshi Nakamoto. They were gamers. You know, to meet these guys, you would think, these guys invented a currency? Actually, you can't really call it a currency because if you know anything about it, the word currency, it doesn't pertain to Bitcoin. Currency you get from a river, a current.
Yeah.
You try to cash out of Bitcoin, it may take you weeks or months to cash out of Bitcoin because you can only get money back when you cash out until somebody, what they call, would mine it.
And right.
They could buy your Bitcoin.
Right.
Then you would get paid back. So you go to an ATM machine, you put your card, your number in or whatever, it gives you money back. If it was a Bitcoin, you put your money and your number in, and you might have to wait there days to get that money. It is not what people think. It's not fluid. It's very good for the criminal element. Everything in China is ran by the PLA. That's how they get money out of China into the United States a lot of times. By Bitcoin. You know, the black market uses Bitcoin. The mob uses Bitcoin. That's where it's getting most of its value right now. And most people don't know it. It's like a bubble. A lot of people are getting into it because they've heard the upside to it, but they've never heard the downside to it. It is a bubble.
And, of course, it's not recognized by any banks.
No, it's not. Some in Wall Street have started to invest in it or at least speculate in it. And I don't know how long that's going to go because for instance, you're going by a car dealership in Tampa, and you see this car you like, and on the windshield they have stickers, $32,000. Well, you know, if you go home that night, you go, and the car's still sitting there, it still says $32,000.
Right.
But under Bitcoin, it would be, you're driving to work, it's $32,000. By lunch, it's $64,000. By the time you get off, it may be $3,000 because you're speculating on the value. There is nothing to keep that, a certain equilibrium, a certain consistency to the value of it. It's all a game. The more people use it, the value of it goes up. The less people use it, the value goes down. And right now, the thing that's keeping the value of it up is the criminal element. Or, you know, some nouveau people who think they're really into something that's so cutting edge. Believe me, they often talk about the blockchain, that Bitcoin is anonymous. No, it's not. All you have to do is follow the blockchain on who bought what and who bought it from who.
Right.
As, you know, so as I told you, if you give me $20 for mowing your yard, and you give me a $20 bill or American currency, there's no way they can trace that back to you. You know, right now, if this was such a bargain, if this was the cutting edge of currency, drug dealers would be using it. Right now, the international currency for drug smuggling and the international cartel for drugs, American $100 bill. Nothing more, nothing less. $100 bill. When they bust into a cartel in Mexico or somewhere in Texas, they find wads of $100 bills, nothing else. Mm. If this was it, they would use this. But like I said, there is a weakness to any cryptocurrency because you need electricity.
Yep.
Two, you need computer equipment. And three, you need to know how to use that computer.
Yeah.
And right now, that's not the way it is with regular cash. You know, you do an amount of work, you get paid a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way, this is so misunderstood. Even you're taxed on this if you have it at the end of the year. This is personal property tax.
Yep.
That's how the United States views it. The Department of Treasury wants nothing to do with this, and they don't like it to be called a currency, because a currency would be, a sovereign would have to be behind it.
Well, I don't think that it's anything that we need to pay a lot of attention to either, because, again, it's not a currency. I understand that. It's an alternative, and I don't think that it's doing anybody any favors, except for maybe the people underground that can make a lot of money very quickly and then suddenly just take off and disappear with it, and you never see them again.
It's like the prepaid credit card you get at a gas station or
yep.
a drugstore or whatever. What, that's the greatest thing with money laundering now.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go through a legitimate business to launder your money. You just go out and buy $500 prepaid cards.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you find that criminal element in the United States, especially people involved with drugs, that's all you find on them a lot of times, the street dealers, $500 prepaid cards.
Huh.
So you it's hard to detect. You've already laundered the money. You put it in something legitimate. And then you can take it out where it still looks legitimate.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is global. Some countries, China hates it. Russia, probably that tells you who the ones who just like it the most are the ones that are regulating it the hardest, and that's Russia and China for other reasons, because undercut.
All righty, here comes the music in my ear, my friend. We'll have to wait till next week to discuss some more.
Okay, well, I hope that was helpful to everybody.
It was. I appreciate that. All right, thanks, Dan.
Okay, have a good weekend.
All right, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana, and we appreciate him very much and what he had to say. And we are coming right back. Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All righty, that's Leland Martin, working class, and he's out there tonight, our Ice Road Trucker. He's definitely not driving on ice anymore, so we'll let you know what his status is. Now, listen, folks, we've got a very important announcement to make for the truckers out there, especially those of you in Texas right now. You have got a system that is developing that's got strong tornadoes in it. There's already tornado warnings up. And in the panhandle of Texas, Amarillo tonight, they're expecting 1 to 2 inches of snow, all associated with this because the colder system to the north might have some snow in it along I-40. However, the warmer system to the south that's meeting with the cold, you know what happens there? Storms. Now, a strong area of low pressure will develop across the southern plains Saturday and move northeastward into the Ohio Valley by Sunday. Now, severe thunderstorms are likely from East Texas across Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama on Saturday. There will be some strong tornadoes associated with this system. There will be damaging winds, large hail also possible, and the threat will then stretch from the Ohio Valley into the southeast for Sunday. Now, this is serious stuff right now because if you're on I-10, and you're out west of San Antonio, you're going right into it. You're going right into it. And you'll have about 100 miles of this front that's moving to the east right now. If you're up into Metroplex on I-20 or running I-35 north or south, it's to your west. You can probably see the lightning off to the west coming your direction. So please be careful. Turn on the weather radios and pay attention. And again, we've got some snow also tonight in the higher elevations around Albuquerque to the north and the east with a winter storm warning that just popped up for the mountains north of Albuquerque headed up into Colorado. There'll be a little bit of snow in the southern part of Colorado as well as looks like out by the western part of Colorado right now too in the Grand Junction area. And a little bit of snow in southeastern Utah to speak of. Now, there will be some leftover snow way up in northern Michigan, rain in upstate New York and Vermont and the western part of Massachusetts. Again, there is a system along the Gulf, which is going to encourage the weather to spring up. We've got some severe thunderstorm warnings right now in central Louisiana. Here's another one just popped up along I-30 east of Dallas. So be careful out there tonight. You're going to have some weather to contend with. All right, and let's go over to the telephone line. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Todd's been right for 2.5 years.
You have, you have.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
You have, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. About Donald J. Trump, I have. I took on 17 Republicans, took on the media, took on Hillary Clinton, and beat them all.
Just you by yourself?
Well, no, the Holy Spirit did it.
All right.
Okay. The Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ beat them, okay? He used people. That's what he does. He uses people just like he did King David to slay Goliath.
All right, keep going.
That's how he did it, okay? Now, you want to ask me anything about Donald Trump or this election or what's going on? Let me say something to the White House. The middle class. We can't go middle class. Now, thank God, I'm blessed. But what I'm saying is the middle class. It's the middle class of small business that runs this country. And by the way, everybody in the White House works for us, okay? Ocasio-Cortez, you work for us. We don't work for you. Okay, you work for us. We the people. We run this country, not you clowns in Washington, D.C. It's the middle class. Nobody knows more about money than Phil Grandy, okay? These stock buybacks are killing us, okay? The companies are good by buying their stock at 0% money. We can't walk into the bank and ask for 50 grand until they'll lap us out of the bank, okay? That's what I'm saying. I'm giving Jesus Christ all the praise and all the glory. That's what we keep winning. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Every day for a Christian, it's Merry Christmas. Let's get to work and help the middle class, Donald.
All righty, and that's Todd in Tampa. Now, some of what he said I'll go along with, but some of what he said I won't because it just, you know, Ocasio-Cortez got elected to Congress, and within a week, did you hear what she was saying? I'm the boss. Now I'm the boss. That's their attitude. And we're not going to change it. They don't care. They're on a mission of their own. They just don't care. Tlaib, you heard me play her comments here. These are people that should understand that they got elected by the representatives, or I'm sorry, by the people that they represent. But they don't. They don't care. They just flat out don't care. And the best part of it is, as long as they keep talking like that, I believe Donald Trump will be elected president again. Whether you agree with him, whether you disagree with him, what's the alternative? Something that's going to take you into more economic depression that a lot of people have been through? I don't know about you, but just about everybody I talk to is very happy with the Trump tax returns or Trump tax cuts, because now that they've done their taxes and they've gotten money back and they've got more money in their paychecks, or they've got more money in their Social Security check, because guess what? They found out that they can get their premium back if they sign up for one of the plans that people like our insurance agent Patrick Hyland offer. They can get their $103.80, I guess that's what it is, back in their check in a month. And people are more aware of that now. But you think the people in Congress would tell them that? Nope. So it becomes something that we, the people, have to take on ourselves. And it's up to us. It's up to every one of us. It's up to me. It's up to you. It's up to people like Todd, like our good friend Dan the Man, like other people that call into the show, people that chime in all night long. By the way, hello, Richard the Marine out there in Oregon. Finally stopped raining up there. It's up to those great people, Steve and Thailand, who is on the horn here. It's up to all those great people to band together and realize that the my way or the highway attitude from these Democrats is not the way it's going to work. And even people like CNN's S.E. Cup are starting to realize, and by the way, I'm going to play something that she said along with Poppy Harlow on CNN on Friday, and I'm sure there were tears in Poppy Harlow's eyes. Cup, who is supposedly a Republican, but although I have my doubts, I'm going to play something with the two of them back and forth. And when you get done listening to what they have to say, then let me know what you think. Because they realize it. They get it. Donald Trump is on a winning mission the more the progressive left liberal socialist and that hard left faction of the Democrat Party continues to speak. And again, as I said, Todd brings off a point that these people represent people. However, Ocasio-Cortez said, I am the boss, meaning her. She's in charge. She's in charge, and she really thinks she is. Think about that as we go to break, top of the hour here. This is unbelievable stuff. Nobody would have thought about this years ago, but it's back in the mix. All right. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting all across America. We appreciate everybody. And Kathy's going to tell you again how to reach us if you want to give us a call.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.